It is Wednesday, August 28th, 2013, and this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda, and joining me now is Becca Martin Brown, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
How are you?
I'm doing well.
Have you recovered?
I'm working on it.
You look
good.
That,
thank you. I don't know that I've ever fully recovered because there's always another thing on the horizon. So
you keep a pace that I cannot even conceive.
Yeah.
That's not just because I'm old.
No. I can't conceive it most days.
Well, if you're up for a road trip.
I have quite a few coming up, actually.
This is our weekly segment of events going on in the area, starting with indie rockers The Killers.
Yes.
Is that going?
I might be. Is that in St. Louis?
Yes, it is.
I will be there.
There are more than three dozen acts for Lou Fest, mm-hmm. a two-day event that takes place in Forest Park. The festival also includes sets by Wilco, The National, Alabama Shakes, Edward Sharp, and the Magnetic Zeros, who I know you love.
Yes, Ithi Agnihotri-Madoka was a big fan of them, and I will definitely be
Hi,
there.
Hi, Ithi, if you can hear us. Tickets for Lou Fest, which is September 7th and 8th, are $95 for 2 days or $250 for VIP passes mm-hmm. at loufest.com. Also coming up in Little Rock, September 7th, Don McLean is at the Robinson Center Music Hall.
Is he really?
Yes. Oh. American Pie.
Yeah.
Love him. September 4th in Tulsa, Steely Dan is at the Brady Theater. And in Kansas City, Steely Dan at the Midland by AMC, September 3rd. Iron Maiden at the Sprint Center on September 7th.
Okay.
There will be shrieking at this one. Not by us, but somewhere in our listening area. Michael Bublé is at the Sprint Center on September 8th.
He's a very talented singer.
And a funny guy. And Vince Gill is at the Kauffman Center for the Performing Arts on September 8th.
Excellent. So lots of things to do. Maybe I'll see you out on the road. Thank you, Becca. Becca Martin Brown is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.